Jack of News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria today up to 22 degrees, Joburg 21, and Rustenburg a high of 24.
Currently in Foys on the N1 northbound, queuing traffic towards the Winnie Mandela Drive exit, and an accident in Kempton Park on the R21 northbound before the R24 airport interchange, causing slow traffic.
In your sport, the Springbok squad is starting to shape up after 18 World Cup winners and a raft of promising youngsters were called to attend an alignment camp, and Royal AM could soon be sold.
The president says there's no reason to panic over the historic postponement of the budget speech.
The president wishes to assure South Africans that cabinet's continuing deliberations on the budget will deliver outcomes that will protect vulnerable citizens and lay a platform for economic growth.
Spokesperson in the president's, Vincent Mgwenya, reacted to yesterday's high drama when the annual budget speech, due to be delivered at the beginning of the financial year, was postponed at the 11th hour. It emerged that the DA, who is the biggest partner with the ANC in the government of national unity, didn't support the ANC's decision to increase VAT by 2%. While there are now warnings of the impact of these developments on the rand, investor confidence and economic growth, political analyst at the Huguenot College, Peter Dievenager, says this shows that the government of national unity is working.
It shows that the government of national unity is finally working in some way or another, and hopefully the ANC in the future, with all kinds of policies, etc., will take its coalition partners into consideration.
Later on, it emerged that not all is well between two of South Africa's most senior economic leaders. Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana seemingly didn't realize that his microphone was still on after a press briefing, when he admitted that he was angry at Revenue Services boss Edward Kiswetter. He'd been public about his opposition to the 2% VAT hike. While packing up after speaking to the press, Godongwana was caught on his microphone talking to his Director General and Minister in the Presidency, Kombutsa Njebeni.
He's making me angry.
Yes, no.
Even here, he comes up with this rubbish. I said, how will it help me on the 19th, even now on the 12th?
Yes.
He did not know that we've made provision for him for 3.5 in the new arrangement.
Yeah.
But that 3.5 now is gone.
Yes, no, all right. You finally keep. What happened in here?
More about the budget speech and all the drama, it's at jackaranda.fm.com. Click on news. If you are a cyclist or a runner, warnings that the next two stories could cause heartache. In Italy, a pack of riders are furious after they took the wrong road and completely missed the finish line. They say they were merely following a race official on a motorcycle who took them on the wrong route around a circle. That was after 190 kilometers and 800 meters from the finish line. The peloton included the winner, who then lost out. But the results of this stage of the Tour of the Algarve have now been cancelled. Meanwhile, in Glasgow, runners got more than what they trained for when a 10-kilometre run ended up being 2.5 kilometres longer. A prankster who pretended to be a marshal at the race hit some of the arrow signs marking the course, sending the group of runners onto the detour. Luckily, some of the runners were local and they could guide the group back to the road race. Officials are now trying to establish the identity of the woman after finding some of the arrows in the bushes and the hedges.
I'm not saying it's the right thing to do.
Yeah,
not bad. It's funny.
Yeah, says us here sitting in studio. So the rain is hectic and it's going to cause more chaos. I can tell you that. Stay close. We'll keep you posted. So yesterday, last night, I'm driving to Times Square.
Yeah.
And on the freeway, you know these 8-ton trucks?
Yeah.
The one just is like this big block.
It's like a
white
box.
Yeah, box. But it's towing a boat. And in that moment, I just like, yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yes.
You know when life gives you signs?
Yes. Yeah.
Talking about the signs now that these runners and cyclists missed.
Yeah.